Okay, so what I'm going to do now is the call-in show. I kind of just have an official title for it, so I can do it all at one time. It's not too disorganized. I don't really like the call-ins breaking up the organization of my station, so I do my thoughts, kind of the flagship material on my station, then I'll do the calls, then I will do just kind of my random thoughts and updates afterwards. So that's how I'm going to organize this anchor station. So here is the call-in show. I've got a few call-ins, and here they are. Right now, you're listening to Chase Carrington's show. Stay tuned. I'm Chase Carrington.
Chase, this is David Dixon, my anchor intro. Hey, wanted to thank you for favoriting our station. And also, I wanted to invite you over to do an introduction of your station on my anchor intro. When you get a chance, if you'll listen to the whole episode titled Introduction, it'll give you a step by step of what we're looking for so that you can introduce yourself to the anchor community and let us know what you're here for, what your station's about, all that kind of stuff. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions, call in. We'd be glad to answer them. But look forward to hearing from you soon and listen to some of your content, man. Good stuff. Keep it up.
Thank you so much for calling into my station. I will definitely take some time to make an intro. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And I did hear some of your advice on your station about like keeping listeners and stuff like that. I really appreciate it. I really like listening and watching people who kind of advise how to get bigger on a certain social media platform. And I'm glad that you're here for that on Anchor. So thank you so much for calling in, and stay tuned, and I will stay tuned to your station as well.
Chase, hope you're doing absolutely well here in Virginia. It's crazy, crazy cold. I mean, during the summer, you could probably say it's hot as Hades, but during the winter, I don't know what you could say cold as the Arctic. But either way, I thank the Lord summer is not as cold as hell. And thank the Lord during winter, it's not as cold as the Arctic. But you know, it just feels like it, but it's crazy. But yeah, right now it's really cold. I lived in LA for 10 years, and that was nice. Oh my word. But yeah, just definitely hope you'll warm up and glad you're feeling better. Colds are never fun, but continue to get better.
So, Christopher, I think that probably the term would be as cold as Jotunheim if you've watched any of the Thor movies. that's the really cold place where the frost giants are from. And that would probably be the good term for it if you're going to have as hot as Hades and probably as cold as Jotunheim. But yes, it is really cold here too. Actually, I'm probably one of the coldest rooms in my house right now. But yeah, it's good that the temperatures are balanced out. Actually, I'm not a person who really wants to go to, say, a place like LA or Florida. I actually kind of like the winter weather. I don't know, maybe it's because I lived in Cleveland all my life, but basically, I'm fine with the cold. At least as long as it's not too cold.
Hey Chase, for me, inspiration and creativity, that just comes from being alone. And I don't necessarily mean, being alone in prayer or anything like that. I mean, don't get me wrong, that's good. But it could just be driving down the road by myself. It could be being outside cutting the grass or doing yard work or anything where I can just be alone with my thoughts and really with God and just being able to think about things and meditate on things. Honestly, that's where I get some of my best ideas. And so sometimes I say, if I'm preparing a message or sermon or whatever, that I need to go out and cut the grass the day before, because it just honestly, that's where I get some of my best inspiration. So for me, it's just about finding some time, somehow, some way, to be alone.
Yes, Shane, being alone, just in silence is usually very conducive to creativity, and glad to hear about that that's your way of finding inspiration. And I kind of agree with that. That sometimes happens to me too, but the problem is I really hate silence. So frequently, if I'm alone, I turn on a video or I listen to a lecture or podcast or something, music. And sometimes I don't really get a chance to think much or be alone. And I'm trying to change that more. And probably the time that I'm truly just in thought and in silence is probably when I mow the lawn, like you mentioned. That's the time when I do get quite a few good ideas, so I got to consider taking a little more time of just silence, alone, just with my thoughts and God. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your way, the way that God inspires you. Thank you for calling in so much. I'm Chase Carrington, and you're listening to the Chase Carrington Show, Call-In Show. It's time for some shout-outs for some of you who listened yesterday and earlier today to my station. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Chase Carrington Show, Call-In Show. Shout-out to Shane at 318 Radio for being a regular listener, probably one of my most regular listeners. And thank you so much, and I hope that you'll continue to enjoy what you listen to on this anchor station. Thank you so much. God bless. Big thanks to Christopher. Shout out. Check out his anchor station. He's echoed some of my talks, and it's really gotten a lot of listeners in here, and a lot of people have favorited my station as a result. So thank you, and thank you also for requesting me to come back to Anchor, because I'm here now. So thank you so much, and God bless. Shout out to Ethan Enns. Thank you so much. You've been listening to my station for a while now, and thank you also for echoing some of the anchors I did yesterday. One of them in particular, the one about don't add to the Bible. Thank you so much, and God bless.